Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Randall, and with me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself. Man, y'all go ahead and talk to these folks, man.
What's up?
What's up?
All right, everybody, now welcome back. Now, on today's episode, we're going to talk about the NFL draft, especially me and LJ, because we got to talk about what happened. But before we get to that, I want to talk about something. Dad, and then LJ already told me, but Dad, the Lakers, talk to what you take. What you take? Tell me, before you say anything, tell me, you watched the game yesterday? You saw it yesterday?
Yes.
Tell me your thoughts on how LeBron was tripping at the coaching staff for not challenging that play.
He threw a whole hissy fit, first of all.
Yeah.
Like, the jumping up and down was crazy. Like, just, and the funny part is, LeBron was right. They should have challenged it.
He should have, right.
Yeah. And, like, nobody wants to get swept. So, I got it. I get it. But, like, he was throwing a whole hissy fit. Like, it was crazy to me how much of a hissy fit he was throwing.
Mm-hmm. When I saw that, I was like, dang. I was like, you right. They should have had challenged it, though. They should have. But I don't know why the coaching staff didn't. But, you know, it is what it is.
To be honest, the series should be tied at 2-2.
That's why I was telling LJ.
I know. Honestly, the series actually probably should be a sweep, but maybe for the Lakers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was ahead. This is the first time ever that a team has lost 3 games in a row when they was in the lead by halftime.
Yeah.
And so that's my issue, is that honestly, this could have been a sweep going for LA if, I don't know. Like, okay, I get the first game. They look tired. They look tired that first game. Mm-hmm. So I give them that first game. That second game is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The third game, I don't know what happened there. And then, well, they won the fourth game. So it's okay, because they obviously just going to lose at Denver. So I don't know if it's just the high altitude is getting to them and they just can't play well or whatever's going on. But I know this. Everybody on that team need to go. LeBron need to just go to another team that has young folks on it and that will draft his son, I guess, if he wants to play with his son. Go to San Antonio. Go play in San Antonio and you get Rimby and they go and whatever. Or get with OKC when they get swept, because I don't trust OKC. They're not going to get swept. I think it's tied right now. But
OKC is actually up 3-0.
Yeah.
Oh, is they? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's doing good.
That's one of the games I haven't been keeping up with. I think I've only been kept up with the Lakers one, the Heat one, and the Suns. Because I feel like that's who I was thinking of. I'm thinking of the Suns because I feel like there's no way they should be 0-3, but they are. But right. That's neither here nor there. So, but yeah, I don't know. That's a whole. The Lakers need help, and I don't know where they're going to get the help from. I just know they need it.
So I will say this about that series. Anthony Davis actually has been balling this whole series.
Yes.
And Anthony Davis, while Jokic is balling too, getting triple-double, stuff like that, he has become a problem for Jokic. Because Jokic cannot keep up with Anthony Davis, like, running down court. Mm-hmm. He gets to a spot faster. And Jokic can't seem to keep up. But Jokic is doing his own thing in the game. I'm watching this Mavs-Clippers game, and, like, there's no way the Mavericks should have caught up in this game.
I was watching before. No. I was watching that before we got on here, and I was there. I don't know how they came back.
I mean, it's the same situation of what happened with L.A. How did they come back? Especially that second game. Out of all the games, that second game makes me mad because Deontay Murray was asked that whole entire game. And I was like, oh, they should definitely win this game because he's ass right now. So they just going to win it. And then he ends up hitting the game winner to seal the game away from them. And I just think that's just poetic justice at that point.
Let me tell you what happened. And I don't know if you were aware, LJ, but the Clippers were up by 31 at one point. The Clippers were up 31 on the Mavs. Then the Mavs brought it to within two, okay?
That's funny.
And then the Clippers went up back up by 11 in the fourth quarter, right?
Right.
Now there's 4:30 left, and the Mavs just tied it, but the Clippers just scored, so it's 198 right now. Now it's 100-100. Like, it's...
It is. But both LA teams have problems. That's all I got to say. That's all you can say.
But you is right. It's supposed to be... Lakers supposed to be beating Denver right now. Because they supposed to win game one. They supposed to win game two. They won game three. And technically... No, they won game four yesterday. Technically...
At best, it should be a 3-1.
Yeah, it should be 3-1.
Yeah.
At worst, it's 2-2. It should be. Right. There's no way it should be... 3-1
Denver way,
yeah.
So, but yeah, we had to talk about that because that what happened last night with LeBron is funny, and them booing the coach in LA.
Oh, can they get rid of him because he is absolutely.
It's
terrible.
To the point where he is so bad, even ESPN is making memes out of the coach. When they won, they legit put up a meme of the coach saying we are saying something. I should have took a screenshot of it. But it's bad. It's bad to the point where ESPN is making memes about the LA coach. And they know how garbage he is. So I don't know what's going on. But
he needs to go. The coach needs to go. D'Lo needs to go. The one thing about LeBron James and his career is that he has never been with like an amazing coach. In all his career. Honestly, the best coach he's been with was David Spoelstra, who I think is a really, really good coach.
Eric Spoelstra.
My bad. I would think of Derek Fisher for some reason.
Right.
But he was the best coach that he had ever been with, in my opinion. And he has never been with every other person that you consider the GOAT. So LeBron, not LeBron, but Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. They had Phil Jackson as their coach, who is considered one of the greatest coaches in the NBA. So I just don't know why he never was able to went to a place with a good coach or what. But I think it's more of he's just too smart of a basketball player, and it's going to be you don't want that between him and a coach always going at it. It's from the sounds of it to me. So, but I don't know. I just think that's weird that he's never been with a Hall of Fame coach other than maybe Eric Spoelstra.
And on top of that, Pat Riley was finna play that.
Right.
When he was in Miami. So, mm-hmm. So I think Pat Riley played part of that too.
That's true.
But I just know whenever the postseason is done for the Lakers, it's gonna be hell on earth. Especially after game four. Because I know for a fact LeBron went somewhere and said, nah, we got to change the coaching staff ASAP. I know he was pissed off about that that no call. So just be prepared. One of these days, we're going to get something on ESPN saying, yep, the coaching staff for the Lakers, somebody fired.
I mean, I can't see them still being there after the playoffs. After this season ends.
No, you're supposed to be 3-1 right now. And now it's the other way around with Denver. You gave up a 20-point lead. I think the other one was a 10 or 15-point lead, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And then I don't know how much was the third one. But you're supposed to be 3-1 right now. So yeah, something finna change for the Lakers. I'm pretty sure. But that's all. We just want to talk about that. We just want to talk about what's going on with the Lakers because Denver is blowing them out right now. Now, Dad, go ahead and talk to these folks. What we got going on in the NFL draft?
Well, NFL draft, 1 through 7 went according to plan. Mm-hmm. You had Caleb Williams going number 1, which, like I said, going according to plan. 2, Jaden Daniels, which, as a Commanders fan, I'm glad they didn't fall into the trap bait of Drake May. 3, Drake May went there. 4, Joe Alt. 5, Marvin Harrison Jr. And 6, Malik Nabers, which I said that the Giants need to get a receiver. They had no number one receiver since Odell Beckham. And they needed another one to even give Daniel Jones a shot of being decent.
Right.
But let's talk about the number 8th pick by Atlanta.
Okay. So, no. I found that I'm in the minority in this one. I don't see a problem with it. But I think that is because of me and how I think of Kirk Cousins. Because honestly, I think Kirk Cousins ass. I thought it was a mistake for them to give him $180 million when he's coming off of an injury. Anyway.
Off of the Achilles injury at that.
Right. So, when they say they got Michael Penix Jr., I say, oh, okay. If Kirk Cousins doesn't work out like I think is going to happen, they at least will have him sitting under Kirk Cousins for 2 years or so. And then maybe he can turn around the Atlanta Falcons. But I was wrong in that assumption. Or that's what I was assuming. And obviously, it was just a horrible thing to do. And it's also kind of bad that they didn't tell their quarterback that they was going to get another quarterback. But
they told him right before they made the pick.
Right.
And he's like, hey, he was confused. Like, why are we doing this? Like, the Mavericks just took the lead. dang.
I don't trust no LA team right now, so I'm not even surprised by it.
What you call it, though? They told him, like, right at, and they said Kirk Cousins was stunned by the whole thing. Like, why are we doing this?
Hell, even the owner was.
Yeah, the owner was like, hey, come on, what are we doing here?
he came
in. I didn't know the owner. Okay.
Yeah, the GM, you can see the GM trying to justify the whole pick to him.
Right.
But the thing is, it's like, one, they could have traded down. They did not have to pick him at 8.
But that gets to me and Randall, my other problem with this draft in the first round. Yeah.
Like they could have swapped with Minnesota.
Where was Minnesota?
11.
Oh yeah, they could have.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't do that. As much as you don't like Kirk Cousins, as much as I don't like Kirk Cousins, I can't stand him either. The man be putting up numbers.
Is that because of him, or is that just because he had a really, really good receiver?
He's not dumb, though. He goes places where he has good receivers. He did it in Washington. He had Terry McLaurin the whole time. I think he even had Santana Moss for a little while. Mm. Yeah, he did. So, it's not like he, like, doesn't know, like, who to feed and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he's going to Atlanta where, like, he can make Drake London look good and Kyle Pitts finally look like he's a good tight end. But if anything, Kirko's going to get you 4,000 yards throwing every year and, like, 30 touchdowns, which Atlanta was lacking. So the funny part is, both their contracts are going to end at the same time.
Mm.
Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. So, I can't call it. When it happened, like, I was talking about, me and my friends were talking about it, right? It was like, yeah. We were all like, what? Like, what are they doing? And then, like, we was like, one of my friends was like, well, maybe they drafted him so they're going to trade him right now. Maybe somebody's going to trade him. And we're like, no. They really made this pick. And I don't know why. Kirk Cousins is 35 years old right now, granted. But even before the injury, he was still slinging the pill. So, I don't get it.
Like I said before, even the owner was like, why the hell you made this pick? Then mm-hmm. they came in there and went directly to the gym. You know, he like, bro, what is you doing right now?
Right. It was a weird thing to do. Very weird. Mm-hmm. Either way, and in my opinion, who that really screwed, because I've been saying the whole time that the Ravens going to take Michael Penix because they can't get Jaden Daniels because we wasn't trading down. So the Ravens end up getting screwed about it because, like, now they have to go out there with Aiden O'Connell next year.
Is that supposed to be the number one quarterback coming out next year?
No, that's the current quarterback now, Aiden O'Connell. And he was not that much better than Jimmy G. And Jimmy G, they cut.
I'm about to say, I don't even know that name, so obviously.
Yeah. He's not good. Well, I say he's not. Okay, so he's not terrible. He's not that guy, though. So, I don't know. I can't call it.
You ain't lying.
So, after that, there was a record high 26 offensive players drafted. We didn't get our first defensive player, I believe, until pick 15.
Right.
And to me, that's pretty wild. Like, it was... Yep, pick 15. Liatu Latu from UCLA. And then we got Byron Murphy Jr. right after him and Dallas Turner. The fact that Dallas Turner was like just gifted to Minnesota like that was crazy. Because they just lost Danielle Hunter.
Right.
So, like, the fact that I was able to pick up another edge like that was crazy to me. It's like somebody else should have picked it up beforehand. I actually thought that somebody else was going to pick up. Or I think it was going to go like around. I thought the Jets might have picked him up. And, or actually, I thought the Falcons were going to pick him up when they picked Michael Penix. But, no, we didn't get our first defensive player to pick number 15.
I think that is due because if for some reason a whole bunch of people was getting offensive line people, and I guess that's because I think the market for offensive linemen isn't going down, but I guess the really good ones are on their way out, it seems like, and so it's time to get a new crop of them in.
Yeah.
So that's what it seemed like to me, and why we had so many. I just thought it was weird that we had got a whole bunch of offensive guards and people like that.
Yeah, it was a lot of O-linemen, especially the first round. I think it was like 5 O-linemen.
Yeah.
Let me see. There was J.C. Latham. I'm going through it right now. The Oregon State one. Georgia. Washington. Yeah, there was quite a few that had Arizona. A Duke center. It was like eight win in the first round. 8 offensive linemen.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was quite a few. But like I said, I think people are realizing, like, defense will still win you a championship, but to get butts in seats, you need offense. So right. you need to protect your quarterback, and then you need to give them somebody to throw to. That's yeah. why the Chiefs went and got. So, the Chiefs are about to win the Super Bowl again.
So, let's just talk
because,
about
it. Just because they got James, the worthy guy from Texas.
Xavier Worthy.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Who's running the Buffalo Bills organization? Like, why would you trade with your biggest rival, the team that you know you can't beat?
Well, I think you just answered your own question there.
Like, and then, like, it boggled my mind. It's like, okay, it'd be perfect if Xavier Worthy went to the Bills here because they just lost. They just traded Stephon Diggs. They need a receiver. Khalil Shakir ate that guy. You know, not yet, at least. And they got rid of Gabe Davis, who really Gabe Davis was out there just getting cardio most games. But I'm like, oh, they traded the pick to the Chiefs? And the Chiefs didn't even trade much. They traded, like, they swapped picks in for a fifth rounder or something like that, through the fifth rounder. It was like, I was like, wow. And then the last pick of the draft, the first round, they trade back for that one, give it to Carolina. So they didn't even get it. They didn't even draft in the first round. And the two people they traded with, they both got receivers, which Buffalo needs right now is a receiver. And they gave the fastest one to the Chiefs. Like, why are we helping the Chiefs?
Because they don't know how to beat them. So we just gotta let them be good for all these years, and then when finally Patrick Mahomes either leaves or something, then we can beat them.
It's gonna be a while before he leaves. That man about 25?
Well, like, maybe Weston McCollum doesn't pay him. I mean, they would be out their mind not to pay him, but
he got a lifetime contract already right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, after everything he did for the Chiefs, he need that.
I don't get it. I don't want to understand why Buffalo said, oh, the Chiefs are calling. Let's give them trade with our pick. Oh, you just want to give us extra fifth round and we swap picks? Cool. No. You need it. If any team needed Xavier Worthy, it was the Buffalo Bills.
All
right. It was like, we're good. It's not like we haven't had free agency all these months so far. You guys still didn't pick up nobody. But, hey, Bills, you do you. Because, obviously, they know what they're doing.
Right. See, it's all fine.
I just felt that really annoyed me. Like, because I really don't get why you would help the Chiefs. Like, I got mad in the second round when we traded with the Eagles. I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we helping the Eagles? But it gave us two extra second round picks. So I was like, okay, I can see why we did it now. But nah, that was annoying.
Hey, that is going to be where it's going to be.
We just got to wait and see next season how that going to play out, though. But the Chiefs, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about the Chiefs. I don't know. Whoever they in that front office, they know what they doing. That's all I got to say. They got the blueprint.
Don't the Chiefs have it's not the Chiefs, but somebody has the GM that used to be for the Golden State Warriors. It's a football team now.
It's the Commanders. It's Commanders.
Okay.
Yeah, he comes on as a consultant because, like, let me be honest, this is a safe space, right? This is a safe space.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it depends. It depends on
Yeah, somebody said Cinco de Mayo was on the knife. I'm not saying who said that, but, like, you know.
You're right.
Yeah. I was looking at my calendar wrong. That's all I got to say.
He got you there.
I was looking at my calendar wrong.
So, Washington is my team. And it's like I'm in a bad relationship with my team.
You talking about your team.
Yes.
You don't want to know about me and LJ team, but we will say that for later.
And I see a light, right? I was like, oh, our owner's gone, finally. We got a new GM, finally. New coaching staff, finally. Okay, things are looking up. And then this whole time in the draft, I kept hearing half the people say Washington's taking Drake May. Other half people say Jaden Daniels. I was like, I know it's Jaden Daniels. Like, the common sense call here is Jaden Daniels. But, like, I did not believe it I did not believe it was going to happen until it actually happened.
Right.
And then, like, I was like, okay, we are finally in a new era now. Because, like, it's people be clowning me, said, y'all hired a basketball GM to do it. I was like, he put that Warriors team together. I don't know what you're talking about. Like we're talking like he didn't do that.
True.
You know. And, like, he knew how to do it, get a relaxed atmosphere, make the interview so you can get to know the person. Make sure they fit with your culture. So, having Joe Lacob, I can't remember his name right now, but having him come in as our as a consultant was brilliant, I think. You know, because the picks we made, the draft, like, high key can be, like, cornerstones for the future. So, our GM was cooking during the draft, and I appreciated it. So, that's how I feel. What about your guys, see? What?
LJ, you wanna handle this one, LJ?
I take it, I guess.
You wanna handle this one?
Yeah.
It hurts my heart. And Dad finna laugh his ass off. But go ahead, LJ.
So earlier, I think it was this week that it happened.
It was.
So earlier in the week before the draft, it came out that the Denver Broncos went and got Zach Wilson from the Jets.
Right.
And I said, why did we get rid of Russ, who, no matter, yes, stat-wise, he was looking good, but he wasn't fitting in, different things, whatever.
But he was better than Zach, though.
Why would you go and trade Russ and get a horrible quarterback in Zach Wilson?
Who choked?
It's not even about, he just sucked to weren't playing, period. He is just ass.
You right about that. He pure ass.
Time out.
Sure.
So you guys are Broncos fans?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
We know.
Oh, my God.
Be quiet. Let LJ finish. That's why I say you're going to laugh your ass off. Let LJ finish. Let him finish.
It comes draft night. I knew the Broncos had a 12th pick. And
this,
I was like,
this is, I just don't know, LJ, before you finish, I just don't know how in the hell, who, I just don't know. Dad, trust us. Me and LJ was having a fit when this all came about. But go ahead, LJ.
So the Broncos had the 12th pick. So I wanted, I was like, we need a quarterback because Zach Wilson is not a quarterback. So I was hoping that Penix Jr. would get down somehow to the 12th. That's who I wanted. And then he got taken. So I was like, okay, who's left? Bo Nix. I said, God damn it. And they said, right when I said, God damn it, they said, well, the next best quarterback is Bo Nix. So, the Broncos are looking for a quarterback, supposedly. I said, we just wait the next year. I said, go get you an offensive weapon for next year, and we'll get the Alabama quarterback from there or whoever looks good next year. I'd really rather J.J. McCarthy. But he got taken after Penix, or no, before Penix, I think. I can't
after.
Remember. After.
It was definitely after.
So, it comes out, and they literally, and this is how I find out. It goes to the commercial saying, oh, the Broncos are, the pick is in. Will it be Bo Nix or somebody else? I said, I know for a fact it's going to be somebody else. And then I get a notification on my phone saying that the Broncos with the 12th pick gets Bo Nix to be their player. I legitimately almost threw my phone across the room. I've never been so, I for the life of me cannot escape this man. For the life of me. He was at Auburn. He sucked. Then he leaves Auburn. And I get it. It's not completely his fault that he sucked at Auburn. It's not. But he was not looking good. He goes to Oregon, gets into a system that works for him, And all everybody kept saying is, well, he looked better than he was at Auburn. You put him in any other system, he's going to look trash. Now he goes to my favorite NFL team. And the reason why we are Broncos fans, Dad, is because of Peyton Manning. Because Peyton Manning was my favorite quarterback in the league. And so when the Colts did him dirty, I think the Colts did him dirty, and went to the Broncos, I went with him with the Broncos. And then I liked Von Miller. I liked that whole Broncos team during that time. So, anyway. Yeah. So, currently, me and the Broncos are not on a talking relationship. And I'm currently a free agent looking for a new team. Because I know goddamn well that they did not get no bold picking Knicks. And, yeah. I don't know who head coach Sean Payton, fire him, fire the GM, fire everybody. I want everybody gone. Just whoever thought it was okay to get him are just dumbasses, each and every last one of them.
So I gotta say this,
you say nothing about no poetic justice or some other type of irony.
I know he's all he like petty. That. I know.
Dad, I do not want to hear it, Dad. I do not want to hear it, Dad.
He's
I do not.
Petty.
All I want to say is, when they say God has a sense of humor, this is what they're talking about. Because in no other universe is this like this. Because the Bo Nix jokes were going to stop because he's in the pros. Like, but I did not know you guys were Broncos fans. And yeah.
I am currently not a Broncos fan.
You see, give him a chance, man. He's changed.
I gave him a chance for 4 years in college. He's been in college for 6 goddamn years. No.
He's a different man now. He's different. A little cheat doesn't hurt.
This man finna get obliterated when he touched that field. You know what? I'm with that. I would give him the benefit of the doubt. When they start doing training, I want to see his stats. When they start doing training, I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Like Sean Payton likes the type of Bo Nix player, so I think he might actually cook with Sean Payton. Like no jokes. I think he actually might cook with Sean Payton. They need to get him some more help. Michael Thomas. I'm thinking the Saints. Who they have a Cortland Sutton?
Nobody. There's nobody on the Broncos right now. That's the other problem.
No, they have Cortland Sutton.
Legit don't have nobody on the Broncos.
Cortland Sutton is a good receiver. He made some nice catches last year.
They traded away their other.
Jerry Jeudy was trash. Y'all need to let him go. Jerry Jeudy let one man tell him he was trash, and he lived up to it. Like, as a man, you don't let that happen. Like if you were to call me trash, I'm going to do everything possible so that I am not trash. But Jerry Jeudy showed what he was, and he had to go. He had to go. But, wow. Bo Nix is the gift that keeps on giving, I swear. I literally, Bo Nix jokes were going to stop. Because he's gone. He's gone. There's no reason for me to make the joke anymore. But God has a sense of humor. You know, won't he do it? Yes, he will.
I hate it here.
I need to know your reaction, Rando, when they drafted Bo Nix.
LJ would tell you when he... Hold on, what the text message is? Wait a minute. Let me look through it. He's saying, we finna get Bo Nix. And I like, you're lying. No. He was telling me about Zach Wilson. And I was like, this gotta be fake. He like, no, it's real. ESPN posted it. So I was like, well, damn. We not gonna win nothing. So I was already accepting that we finna be garbage this season. That was already in my head. Now he texts me during draft day saying that, bro, we finna get Bo Nix. I'm like, you bullshit. We ain't finna. Now, you really mess with my head. We are not finna get two garbage QBs. And soon as LJ texts me that, ESPN sent a notification to my phone saying Denver picked Bo Nix as they, whatever pick he was. And I like, bro, what in the hell?
Pick 12, I think.
And I told LJ, I like, bro, what the hell do Bo Nix have with us? Because we try to get away from Bo Nix. I tried my best not to slander him. I'm like, you know what? He did good last season at Oregon. Now he go again at the Broncos. So I'm like, oh, my God. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt once again. I'm going to wait and see. Because we don't know if we
gave him 4 years.
We
gave him 3 years at Arkansas.
But we don't know if he got the starting QB job or not. That's the only thing we don't know.
They both suck equally, so what does it really matter?
I'm just saying, I don't care. I told you, if he's a backup QB, I'm cool with that. But if he gets the start, I'm like I said, I gotta see him when they do the trials. I gotta see. Because if he do good, now I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give him at least 3 games. Like how you be giving animes like 3 to 5 episodes. I'm gonna give him at least 3 games if he win the starting QB.
Sports is different. Sports
you
is
can't
different.
You can't give him 10
so how,
games.
So how many games you going?
You got yeah, you got to go half a season. Half a season, yeah.
LJ, what you think? Should we give him
half a season? You know how I feel. You already know.
I can't, Dad. I just don't like him. I'm going to give him 3 games. I don't care. We gotta cut the rules for him. We got to cut the rules for Bo. But like I said, when they do the tryouts, because he's not guaranteed the starting QB. We don't know. We don't know who the starting QB is. And you're right. Both of them garbage. Hopefully the third QB, who we don't even know who the hell that is, hopefully he come out and do some crazy shit to where he can get the starting QB. But I don't know. But whenever they do the trials, I want to see. I'm going to look at the film. I'm going to see how he does. I'm going to see how he do under pressure when it comes to these big old linemen and defensive linemen and all that stuff. I'm going to see how he does. I'm going to see how he throw. I'm going to see how he does in the pocket. I'm going to see how well he throw under pressure. If he could throw good to these receivers, whatever, then we go from there. But as of right now, I'm like LJ. I just don't know. But he don't have the starting QB just yet. And as long as he don't have the starting QB, I'm okay. But
he's gonna win the job. Right?
I'm pretty sure.
If it's him or Zach Wilson, he's definitely winning the job.
But we'll see. This is gonna be a part two. Cause whenever they do their training count, we gonna come back and yeah. So this is gonna be a part two. But we just can't run away from Bo Nix. I don't know why.
We need to have a group chat for moments like this, because I needed to know the reaction instantly when it happened. I needed to be there.
we were finna text you, but I was like, bro, I don't want to hear Dad, because I know Dad.
We actually really talked about that. We were like, if Dad finds out about this, he is going to kill us.
Yeah. That's why we decided to wait to do it on here, because I was like, at the moment, me and LJ's were hot. We were like, bro, we don't want to hear Dad reacts, because we already know Dad finna go off. But we were like, nah, we're gonna hold off to the podcast. But
oh man,
but yeah,
y'all cannot escape him.
You should have saw our first reaction when we got the notification. That
mad as hell.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, but we was finna tell you, but we were like, we can't, cause I know for a fact Dad was finna laugh his ass off once he heard about this. But we just, like I said, I'm gonna just wait till tryouts, and then we're gonna go from there. Cause
this man said tryouts,
not tryouts. You know what I mean? He just got
training camp.
I didn't mean to say tryouts, but we just gonna wait and see. And then whoever get the starting QB, like I said, I give him 3 games. Hey, LJ done with him, but I give him 3 games. I give him 3.
I ain't giving that man nothing.
But we'll see. Hopefully.
I gave him 3 years at Auburn.
The only reason why.
He changed, though, man. The man became a Heisman finalist 2 years in a row.
Deacon passes here and there.
Only reason why I say this. Here's the reason why I'm going to give Bo Nix a chance. Even though when he was in college, they treated him like he was like a Tom Brady or whatever. And he was on ESPN talking about this and that. I ain't going to go too deep. But he kind of looked out. I'm going to give him a chance because, number one, he leveled out. He ain't as cocky anymore. Two is because of Sean Payton, because he had Drew Brees.
He drafted him.
Sean
Payton didn't draft Drew Brees.
No, not Drew Brees. I'm talking about
Bo.
The only reason why I say that
is because Bo Nix, Sean Payton looked like he will mentor Bo more than he was meant to try to with Russ. Russ and Sean Payton was going back and forth, but with Bo, he looked like he gonna be a yes man to Sean Payton. Anything Sean Payton said, he gonna say yeah, okay. But with Russ was like, I don't think I'm gonna just do this.
That's because Russ was a vet.
I'm just saying, an old man rookie. But I'm just gonna give him a benefit of the doubt because he went to Oregon. He got some better coaches and he was doing good, way better than he was doing it in Auburn, which blew my mind. Which we ain't gonna talk about that because we was. Same thing could happen at Denver. He got Sean Payton. Sean Payton was with Drew Brees damn near his whole entire career. And look how good Drew Brees was when he was a QB for Sean Payton. So hopefully
Drew Brees was good when he was the last 2 years he's with the Chargers, he was really good. So I want to point that out too.
Right.
Before he went to the Saints.
And before he got hurt.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I will give him the benefit of the doubt. You can do that all you want.
I don't trust Sean Payton.
I don't trust him too. Don't get me wrong. I don't trust him too. Because like I said, me and El, how he did Russ. I don't trust him either. But if he truly believe in Bo, because like I said, like LJ said, he the one that picked him. If he truly believe in Bo, he will give him some top of the line QB coaches and then go from there.
I will stand on this hill. Like ain't nobody can stop me. Sean Payton ruined Jameis' career.
Ooh.
Because he brought in Jameis to take over once Drew Brees left. Drew Brees leaves, and he has such love for the trash Taysom Hill. But
didn't Jameis get hurt, though, or no?
He did get hurt, but he was also using Jason Hill a little too much at quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he ruined his career because, I don't know if there was a following coach after that. When Jameis did get hurt, Andy Dalton took his job and wouldn't give his job back. Like, Andy Dalton's never been that guy. I can bring you to a bunch of Bengals fans right now, and if I see the word Andy Dalton, you will hear the collective eye rolls at once. You will hear the eye rolling.
Trust me, I know. But like I said, I give him the benefit of the doubt. At least 3 games. I give him 3 games.
You're a better man than I am.
He giving Bo Nix 3 games. See, we're stuck with Sean Payton. We ain't got no choice but to be with Sean Payton.
Cause I told LJ, we can easily trade him throughout the season if he garbage. So,
no, they're not trading him.
No, that is their quarterback of the future.
That's the franchise now.
Quarterback of the future, you right?
He wants to have a picture on the stadium.
Let me say something about this because John Elway is the GM, right? He's still the GM,
right?
I know John Elway was a great quarterback, but goddamn, he can't pick them. The only one he was able to pick was Peyton Manning. That's because he gave Peyton Manning a shot after his next season. Other than that, every other quarterback he has gone after was just truly trash. Other than maybe, Tim Tebow. But Tim Tebow wasn't that great, in my opinion, either. I don't know. That man could not pick a quarterback. He's like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan can't pick people for his team. That's why he's no longer the GM for it.
All I gotta say is this has been an interesting draft year. I'll say that. Because especially for Denver, Colorado. I'll say that. But we just got waiting to see how the season plays out. But that how you
I think you have to be excited if you're a Commanders fan or a Bears fan. Even though I still think they did what's my god it dirty.
Who?
Justin Fields.
Oh yeah. Justin. I already told y'all they were doing that strictly for Caleb Williams. They were like, bro, we don't trust you no more. We finna just restart over. They legit did that for
and they got Romeo Dunze from Washington. So they got three top tier receivers.
That's why they did that.
They got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Dunze. Like the Bears have no excuses next year.
They don't.
Other than the quarterback. We'll see how he does, but you know.
How tall and how much you weigh?
Who?
Caleb. I'm asking that.
I mean, he's about like maybe 6'3", I think.
He should be all right.
He'll be fine. But yeah, like, no, he's 6'1", 214.
Yeah, he should be fine. But we just gotta wait to see though. I just know Denver. I don't know what the hell Denver got. I don't know what Denver got going on. I think
nothing. They have absolutely nothing.
I'm pretty sure that whoever made that call saw something at the combine info. It has to be. And I think it was that catch, that last play, when he was throwing that ball and he almost threw it like damn near half the field. I was surprised too. He got a goddamn arm on him, but I think it was that play right there when either the first play or last play. I think it was the first play when he threw that ball from half field and it landed directly spot on with the receiver. So I guess whoever saw, they see something in him. Like I said, they give him a good QB coach, they should be okay. Should be, but. Only time will tell. But Dad, how you feel about the Caleb Williams going to Chicago?
I mean, we knew it was happening. It was
inevitable.
You know, once they traded away Justin Fields, like there was no excuses, no nothing.
Right.
They could have got a King's ransom if they would have traded it and kept Justin Fields, but Justin Fields cost a lot of money. Will cost them a lot of money. So, like, I get the reasoning, like, money-wise, to start over with a rookie contract and go that way. But he they're, like, literally no excuse. Like, zero. So.
Like I said, when they did that trade, we been talking about it. When they did that trade, we already knew that they was doing that for Caleb. Strictly for Caleb. So, we'll just gotta wait and see. Cause who is Russ? He behind Russ. So, like I said, I think what they doing is they know Russ maybe got 3 years max, maybe four, depending on if he get hurt or not.
And well, they both have the same amount of time on their contracts, if I remember correctly.
They do, but I'm pretty sure what they gonna do is they're gonna be like, hey, Russ, just mentor him, and we gonna make him the face of our team.
I really do think he's going to thrive in the Steelers.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Oh, yeah. He got the right coach. It's over. Long as, like I said, that's how we see how he was doing in Seattle. That's why me and you liked him so much after Peyton left. We seen how well he was doing in Seattle. He just need a good coaching team. That's all. The reason why everything went left is because of that Super Bowl against Tom Brady. I think everybody switched up on that, but it wasn't his fault. Come find out, it was actually the offensive coordinator who made the last call, if I'm not mistaken.
He still threw the pick.
That too. he did, but I think he didn't make the call. I think the offensive coordinator or Sean Payton or the head coach. I don't know. It was one of the two. But like you said, he still threw it. But that was number one. Then he got hurt. That wasn't even that right there pretty much killed him there. Then when he came back, they was already looking for somebody to replace him because they were like, we finna move away because you hurt and plus you old. And now we got all these young QBs that's coming out of college making these teams going 11-3, 11-4. We finna invest in, a young QB. Then he got traded over here and then, the coaching staff. But I think he's with the right coaching staff. And I'm pretty sure they like, bro, we just want you here to train this QB here so he can be the face of the Steelers. And then you retire and go away. So that's what I think Russ going to be doing. I think he's going to be mentoring. And then 2 to 3 years later, how is his contract? Like two?
I think it's 3 years.
Three years? Mm-hmm. Like I said, he probably going to do three. I mean, he going to do three. And then he might come back and do one or two more. And then after that, he gone. And then he going to leave it to what you call. So that's what I think they're going to do. They just brought him there so they can – so he can teach him how to be a franchise QB, and then they go from there. That's what I think. But only time will tell. But other than that, Dad, what you got for these folks? What's your closing remarks for these folks, man?
Thank you for everybody who showed up, and God has a sense of humor, and I appreciate it. I really do. You guys don't know the joy that this brought me the instant I realized what was happening, and I'm like, yeah. Thanks to everybody who watches and listens to the podcast. I appreciate you guys.
Hey, OJ, you don't have to say it. I already know, but what you want to say?
I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't got a thing to say.
All I got to say is, we'll see. Best believe, if y'all made it this far, we will come back and do a part two. Dad, when the season starts? September?
Yeah, September.
And they usually do training like October, July. July, August, around that time. So we'll, part two will come back between July and September. I'll say that. And we will come and revisit this. But as long as they give him a good QB coach, I will give Bo Nix at least 3 games. I'd much rather that than Zach Williams. I'll tell you that much. So we'll see.
I mean, that's the problem. It's which evil do you want more? You want the rookie evil, or you want just Mr. Steal Your Mom?
I didn't want neither, LJ.
I didn't want either. But now we're in this situation. We ain't got no choice.
Whoever in that office need to be fired. I don't know.
Everybody
but,
in that
but
office.
But here we are.
Fired.
Here we are. So we just gotta see. But I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. Well, I give him 3 games. But other than that, man, like Dad said, appreciate y'all for listening. Hopefully, y'all enjoy these episodes. Once again, my name is Randall, and with me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG Dad himself, and together we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully, y'all guys enjoyed this week's episode, and we will catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.
Peace.